Welcome in our guy, Josh Vernier, our Royals insider. You had a Royals special on the station last night. Hopefully you caught some of that, Vern. How are you feeling, like, just in terms of the are the nerves there yet? Is it a confidence aspect to you right now? Where are you at with this Royals team?
I mean, it's all I think about. First thing in the morning, it's what I'm grinding my teeth about while I'm sleeping. It's the reason why I wake up with a headache.
Sure.
But I'm excited, man. This is exactly what I wanted to be doing in October rather than sitting around feeling absolutely worthless. No, I think you should feel confident, to be quite honest. I can't say I'm surprised that the Royals are the biggest divisional dog heading into New York, but I don't think there's enough evidence as to why, other than the pinstripes and the New York logo and Aaron Judge, other than those things, I don't see a stark advantage for the Yanks. You know, bullpens might be a push. If they want to say the starters are a push, that you're going to see the good Carlos Rodon and a good Marcus Stroman, okay, I'll go along with that. It's a push. Yes, the Yankees get the edge offensively, but the Royals get the edge defensively. The Royals get the edge on the base paths, and come October, yeah, I would love to think that it's going to be, you know, Aaron Judge and Bobby Witt Jr., and it's just a slugfest, but that just doesn't happen all that much, especially when Garrett Cole and Michael Wacha and Cole Reagans are on the hill. To me, it's going to come down to the same thing that it came down to against Baltimore. Who can execute? You know, obviously your stars got to be stars. Judge and Soto, Bobby and Salvi, they got to drive in that run when it's in scoring position. But outside of that, is Gleyber Torres going to be able to execute in a big spot? Can Kyle Isbell get that bunt down? Will Micah Massey run into an extra base hit? You know, what do they get from Anthony Volpe? For as much as we focus on the stars, the complementary pieces got to execute. And boy, did they ever do that against the Baltimore Orioles, and I have no reason to believe that they'll fall short of doing that against the Yanks.
Vern, now that we have the power of hindsight, like, you look at the Royals' record and you say, well, you know, the Yankees were better a good chunk of the year, the Orioles were better a good chunk of the year, they had better records, got off to better starts, whatever. Shouldn't we go back and realize that every single member of the AL Central was battle-tested except for when they got to have bye weeks against the White Sox? Three of these teams are in the divisional round. Maybe nobody faced a harder schedule than the Royals, Guardians, and Tigers as a result of that. And they might just be more equipped to handle beating good teams now that we know what all these teams are, because the Twins barely missed the postseason too.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, you could certainly make that case. To me, it's more of the flukiness of October.
Sure.
Houston's a better team than Detroit. I'm sorry. Yeah, they're on a heater right now, and A.J. Hinch cannot make a bad move when he goes to that bullpen. It's amazing what they're doing with one starting pitcher and then, you know, 13 relievers. It's amazing what Detroit's doing, but Houston's the better team, and they got knocked out of the postseason. Milwaukee, to me, is a better team than the New York Mets, but apparently Devin Williams was tipping his pitches last night, and Pete Alonso was ready for it and gave us one of the best moments of October. Yeah, listen, was the American League Central a lot better than anybody thought going into the season? No doubt about it. But I think the American League Central, save Minnesota, was at its best in September, and that's carried into October.
Just a two-game series ultimately in Baltimore, so we didn't see Brady Singer. Obviously, he's available in the bullpen for this series. If all goes well, we shouldn't see Brady Singer in this series either, right?
No, the way that it lines up, you could really follow the formula that you saw in Baltimore outside of Michael Wacha getting a start in Game 1 and maybe again in Game 4. But yeah, Wacha, Reagans, Lugo, Wacha again, and then if needed, a Game 5 start for Cole Reagans. Yeah, the Royals lucked out, and you know, day off on Sunday, day off on Tuesday, could be another day off on Friday. Brady Singer, Michael Lorenzen, Daniel Lynch. I asked Annie Rogers as she was on the show last night, of those three relievers that we didn't see in the first round of the postseason, who do you think this coaching staff has the most faith in? Who do they go to first? And Now, Brady Singer was not the first name. It's a battle between Daniel Lynch and Michael Lorenzen, in my opinion, of who's going to get that call out of the bullpen. Speaking of Annie, I was just listening to Bobby Witt Jr.'s press conference, and he acknowledges, you know, I've been watching Derek Jeter highlights, and we talked about it yesterday, just how much of a storybook start to his postseason and how Bobby's October debut mirrors what we saw from Derek Jeter back in 1996.
That's Cody's favorite player, too.
Bobby said he was watching highlights of Jeter on the train to New York yesterday just so he could get a feel of what it's going to be like to be in the house that Jeter built.
You know what? Bobby Witt Jr. is what Yankees fans thought Derek Jeter was. You know, far more talented, Vern. Significantly more talented than Derek Jeter, you know. So Derek Jeter can watch Bobby Witt Jr. highlights and understand how
one of those bums with 3,000 hits.
Yeah. Thank you, Vern. Thank you.
When you look at how short the leash is, you mentioned Waka. Vern, I pulled it up. I think I had just been casually saying, like, hey, Waka's a playoff member. He knows what it's like to be in winning organizations. And all that stuff is very true in the regular season. He has not pitched good in the postseason since 2013. Man, that was a long time ago. His last few trips around the postseason have been kind of ugly, Vern. Do you think the leash will be kind of short for Waka, knowing that he does have Daniel Lynch, knowing that he does have Lorenzen, and a fully healthy complementary bullpen?
Yeah, of course. But even the ugly outings, that's not necessarily recent either, right? You got to go back 4 years for that, correct? Isn't that Tampa?
He had one in 2022 that he got roughed up for 6 earned runs, and then older, Vern.
Still, you throw on top of all of that, which, you know, no arguing. Okay, 2 years ago isn't 8 years ago, so it's somewhat recent. Yeah. But let's also acknowledge Michael Waka just put together the best season he's had since 2015, 2017. Implements a slider courtesy of this new pitching department that the Royals have. Yes, they're gonna have a short leash on Michael Waka for the same reason they had a short leash on Seth Lugo in Game 2 against Baltimore, because this is the postseason, and now suddenly your bullpen is quality. I don't know if we want to call it a strength, but it's certainly not the bullpen that we were deathly afraid of in the first half of the season.
We're talking to our Royals insider Josh Fernier here on 96.5 The Fan. I know we got tomorrow. I know we got Monday. Wednesday's a long ways from now. But that's what I can't wait for, is to get to Wednesday. We were all there in 14 and 15 in a variety of fashions, either as a fan or you were obviously our Royals insider at the time as well. That's what I can't wait for, Vern. And unlike Baltimore, where we saw $16 tickets and the atmosphere didn't seem all that great, I know it's the complete opposite for Kansas City on Wednesday.
I'm certainly expecting it, but...
Have you seen ticket pricing, man? It's crazy.
Is it? Okay, no, I haven't.
Cheapest like 220 in the door?
Yeah.
Nice. Well, good. Well, you know, let's hope it's all Royals fans, too. You know, there are plenty of fake Yankees fans in Overland Park that I'm sure are going to make the drive. So we'll see. You know,
Vern, speaking of which, you know, the last time you and I were at the same station during a World Series run, I ran all 7 games for you of the World Series. I want to actually go to a game this year.
Oh, I thought you were volunteering.
No, I sat in the studio on that 13-inch TV during all 7 games of 2014. I'm excited about the possibility of seeing it for real.
Yeah, that doesn't seem fair for someone that went to as many awful Royals games as you went to back in the day.
Many.
No, it seems like those roles should have been flipped.
I used to take the bus to go watch Runelvis Hernandez throw, you know, get Scott Ellerton on an opening day, Vern. That's why.
Well,
let me ask you guys this. Go ahead.
As you guys are out and about, how much blue are you seeing? Even though I understand it's a Red Friday rally, how much blue are you seeing sneak in there? Because you guys remember 14 and 15, it was dominating.
Plenty. Plenty. Yeah. And we're at a Red Friday tailgate for a Chiefs event where you can win Chiefs tickets and win Chiefs gear. And there are people here that is rolling up in all blue.
I'm starting to see it.
The Chiefs shirt and the Royals hat, right? Where you're not going out not repping somebody.
Right. Yeah, I'm starting to see that as well. Starting to get the feel that when you walk outside, when I take my dog for a walk, that the neighbor's thinking about the Royals as well. You're starting to, and yes, Wednesday morning, I can't wait for that feeling that, you know, you have to be of a certain age to remember. But Wednesday morning, when you walk outside, it will be a little bit bluer. Like, you'll feel the anticipation for Game 3 just coming out of the sky. It's, yeah, I mean, I'm getting chills already thinking about it. There's nothing like that feeling of everyone in the area knows who's pitching, what time first pitch is, where the series stands, and who needs to pick it up. Nothing better than that.
Vern, if you had to guess right now, how big of a win would you say it is if they're playing a game at Kauffman on Wednesday, tied at 1-1? How big of a win is just a split?
What do you mean by that?
He means so, if they split
the series
over the
is 1-1.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, huge. I mean, listen, the amount of pressure that is already going to be on, and we've talked about this, on every at-bat that Aaron Judge has, every Juan Soto at-bats, every single thing that they do offensively, defensively, on the base paths is going to be a referendum on their entire career. Okay, maybe not Soto as much because he already has a ring in his back pocket, but Aaron Judge and Aaron Boone, every single game is a referendum on their entire legacy. If the Royals can go into Yankee Stadium and grab Game 1, can grab Game 2, can grab either one of them, the collective baseball fandom, right, the baseball country will then only have a magnifying glass on that Yankees middle of the lineup, on that, you know, Marcus Stroman start or Clark Schmidt or whoever they go to. Now, the pressure's already all on New York, but if the Royals can go to the Bronx and steal one, man, a team that is already oozing with confidence will have an extra bounce in their step, and then, you know, it seems to me that they're turning into the killers that the Royals turned into back in 2014. If they can take one in New York, I think this fan base will start to get their fangs out and then ready to feast on the Yankees coming up on Wednesday.
And in particular, if the offense on Saturday night, if the offense were to break out in a win, I think then I don't know how I can't think it's 2014 all over again at that point in time. It requires the offense to me to break out for me to think that after one game, but that's kind of where I'm at. But I think just winning that Baltimore series, anybody that was still skeptical about jumping on this ride, I think those guys are all gone. They're all on board now.
Yeah, you would certainly think so. And the people that aren't, to me, just can't be knowledgeable baseball fans, right? Because they're the ones saying, well, you're not hitting home runs. Well, you're winning a game in the postseason, right, and that's all that matters. Pitching defense and team speed has been at the center of this team all season. It was at the core of those two victories to go along with some high execution from your young core in the lineup. Yeah. No reason not to be all in on this team. No reason that, and I mentioned it the other night, and some people were displeased by it. But I really, I do think Kansas City fans need to get a touch bit more arrogant. Almost Ooh. Like a annoying arrogant, to where the Cody and Gold and other cities are talking about how much they hate Kansas City. Bobby Witt Jr., Patrick Mahomes, we could go on to the front offices, to the ownership groups, to the, you know, the Robins, to the Batmans, and Salvi and Travis Kelce. Man, the chest needs to be out. And just pick your phone up and talk trash to one friend. That should be the task of the day.
Let me send a text to a Yankees fan right now. Everybody, if you have a Yankee fan in your phone, just send a text right now. I'm also told to ask you, Vern, since you are
my Yankees fan, by the way, lives in Wisconsin because nobody's really from New York that's a Yankees fan. But I'll text him right now.
I was going to say, do you know the start time for Wednesday? You know, everybody's asking us. We don't know.
I'm begging, man. I want to know.
I would imagine the Yankees are going to be on at night. So I would imagine it's the 6:30
o'clock or something.
Game.
Yeah.
6:30. Yeah. They're not going to put the Yankees as game. First of all, I don't know the if all four teams are going to play on Wednesday. I would guess not. But either way, the Yankees are going to be in prime time.
All right, Vern, we'll let you get a little bit of rest, man. Cannot wait for this weekend.
He's not going to sleep before Saturday.
No,
get a little nap in this afternoon.
Sleep.
Get a little nap in this
I'm
afternoon.
I'm not eating enough either.
Well, that's
drinking
a problem.
Too much, and I'm not eating enough.
Oh, boy. That's a tough start for your weekend. You'll get a game tomorrow. You'll be all right.
All right. Thanks, Vern. That's our Royals insider.